Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. Hope you're great. Brandon Whedon, my boy, who of course started Oklahoma State, started for the Browns, the Cowboys, the Texans. He'll join us. He'll give us some firsthand quarterback knowledge of what we're going to see tonight with the what is it? The evening of the equine? Is that what you're dubbing it there, Jason Stewart?
Yeah, evening of the equine. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty smart, right? It's whatever the vowel use of alliteration is. I think it's consonants. Fenley is the literature major in the group here. Maybe he knows that.
Fenley, do you instead of saying you need to, what was it?
What was it again?
Is consonants the vowel version of alliteration?
Yeah, I said I don't love the alliteration. You said there's a different way of saying alliteration when it's all consonants. Is that true?
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
not really. That's it. We're good.
All right, we'll move on.
Thanks.
We're good. That deep breath of that's an interesting point. You heard radios clicking nationwide like, uh-oh, this feels like NPR. It's Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. We're going to take a shot at being... Wait, was it... Would I bite? Oh, man. We're going to see if we're offensive and take our best shot at being inoffensive with a big announcement in the NFL. Okay, good. Plus, we got Draymond Green executing a code red in the NBA. And I think LeBron James stepping on his you-know-what in trying to somehow get his way to owning an NBA team.
We got a ruling. Mike Lingard.
Yep.
Who I think his mother was an English teacher.
Okay.
Assonance He says it's assonance. And I said, this is not the podcast,
assonance.
Lingard.
It's assonance, you know. You can say assonance because assonance is in the Bible. You can say that. So assonance, is that? Are we looking that up?
Evening of the Equine.
Evening of the Equine is the assonance?
An example of assonance. Thank you, Big Mike.
Yes, it is a, it's an assonance. That's who I work with, an assonance. No question about it. By the way, now we know that assonance is a word that does not, it does not mean at all like it sounds. Right? It's definitely not amoa poetica. You know what amoa poetica is? When a word sounds like it's meaning. Like bam means bam because it sounds like bam. It just all works.
Snap.
Correct.
Sizzle.
Shh. All right. I think you get the point. Colts, Broncos. Here's two teams that came in with both with high hopes. The Colts, that there was a lot of people in Vegas who thought Colts would have a good year, and they have until we saw them against Kansas City, and they beat Kansas City. Like, oh, okay, maybe. Okay, maybe. Matt Ryan's look washed, but part of the reason they had a stacked box early in the year was they had injuries to their guys outside the numbers. And you're taking on a Broncos team, which has been was kind of the punchline for all the different jokes in terms of Russell Wilson. You ever tried something dangerous? Les Ride, Broncos Nation, Les Ride. I mean, we have made more fun of the Broncos and Russell Wilson over the last couple weeks than I thought even ever possible. Part of it is you have Nathaniel Hackett. And, you know, here's the thing. This is very judgmental of me. But really, are we going by Nathaniel? Not Nate? Nate's a great shortened nickname of a name, isn't it? Anyway, Nathaniel Hackett and his inability to look ready for the job that he actually has. So this one's going to be fun. But what I don't want is no discussion, and we didn't really have any last week. I know the Amazon guys missed on the discussion about whether or not Tua should have been out there or what happened Sunday or protocols or whatever. What I'm thankful we didn't have on the broadcast, and we've had a very limited amount of it post-broadcast, is they shouldn't be playing Thursdays. Which, maybe they shouldn't be playing Thursdays, but you know what they're going to do for the foreseeable future? Play on Thursdays. Why? There's a lot of money. Okay. You know? I mean, pretty much anytime somebody does something they really, really don't want to do and it's not particularly good for them, it's for the money. Think about it. Why would you do something you really don't want to do? It's not really that good for you. Maybe for somebody else's well-being, maybe, but probably there's not that much altruism here. This is simply for money. So let's not have a discussion about whether they should or shouldn't, because they're going to. So it's a moot point. I like arguing things that are a moot point. When things are decided, they're decided, and that's the end of it. Period. But is the evening of the equine. And then tomorrow morning, West Coast, tomorrow midday, we have the baseball playoffs. Okay, so these are the revamped baseball playoffs, right? There's no COVID restrictions anymore. We have nothing other than just pure. Okay, so these series are one game deals, three game deals, or what? What are we working on here, Jay Stu?
First round, the wild card round is three games.
Yes. So there's less randomness than there was previously, right?
I don't know, dude. It sounds like a lot of randomness to me, but I don't like the baseball playoffs. And the chances of you having a team that wasn't one of the best teams in their league are even higher, you know?
Yeah, look. So tell me if you agree with this, okay? Who do we want? Who does TV and non-inside baseball America want to advance?
Dodgers, Yanks.
Dodgers, Yankees, okay. But before that, who else? Who out of these? Rays, Guardians, do we care? Right? Probably the Guardians. They had a better year. They have a bit better fan base than the Rays. And it's not like we haven't seen the Rays deep in the playoffs. Guardians would be the pick. Phillies, Cardinals is interesting.
Cardinals
is the national name, but Phillies have a vibrant fan base in the Eastern Seaboard. And if they win, who do they play? I guess it depends who wins the other series.
No, that's
they play the Braves.
That's the problem too. Remember last year we were all bitter because the Dodgers.
I don't remember. I don't remember because I didn't talk about baseball being at all last year.
I remember because the Dodgers had to play the Giants in the first round of the playoffs, even though they both had the best record in their league. Yeah. Well, now the Dodgers, for having the best record in the major leagues, now the Dodgers get the winner of the Mets
and Padres
against the Padres. They could play a 100-win team in the next round.
Why is that?
They don't reseed after the round. That's the problem.
But why are the Mets seeded so lowly? Because they're the wild card?
Yeah.
But so are the Cardinals and the Phillies.
No, remember, the division winner is ranked higher than the best wild card.
And the Cardinals won their division?
That's correct. Yeah. They won the Central.
But they're in the wild card because they have the third best record?
So the Braves, who just eked in, they're going to get the best draw in the NLDS, yeah.
Well, I mean, so it's a good question. I mean, I think most people in America want Dodgers-Mets, right? But Dodgers-Padres would be incredible. Dodgers-Padres would be incredible.
Yeah. For this half of California, it would be amazing. I don't know if anyone else cares.
Nobody else cares.
That's correct.
Zero other people actually care. And they do. I mean, obviously you have some big name stars now with the Padres, but no, compared to the Mets, like that's an amazing series. That's one in which I'd go like, you know what? I might want to pull some strings and go. I'd actually like to go to a game at City. Have you been to a game at City? You guys ever been there?
No.
City Field's amazing. It's like, hey, what, like they took out all the things you didn't like about Shea Stadium with the exception of the location and built a new stadium. It's like, right. You didn't like the turf. We got grass. You don't like the multi-purpose stadium, great, baseball only. Kind of a throwback sort of stadium. Like, all that is cool. Subway stop right there, which they've had previously. You like that? The only problem is it's like they got closer to the runway, so there's even more planes.
More jets.
So you're like, man, I love this. Dun, 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 dun. Shoo, shoo, I said I love it. Shoo. It's really shoo. There's a lot of planes right there. Anyway, okay, so Mariners, Blue Jays, that winner plays who? Do we have any idea? Do we care? Do we not care about the American League? Like, we want to see everybody wants to see the Yankees.
Astros are the top seed, obviously. I don't know how that
So the Astros get who? They get the winner of the Mariners, Jays, or do they get the Rays, Guardians winning?
Yeah, they get the two wild card teams, right?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct. I'm looking at the thing right here, and it says ALDS, the postseason schedule.
Yeah.
And it says ALDS, and it says the Yankees obviously host the first two games, and it says AL3/6. So I guess if the AL3 team wins, they face the Yankees. If the 6 team wins, they face the Yankees. So it's kind of up in the air right now, depending on who wins.
No, I mean they play the winner of a set series.
Yeah, they're not reseeding. If you have the best record in your league, you get a bye and you get a wild card team as your first opponent. The problem in the National League is the wild card team won 100 games.
Okay, here's
so they get the winner of
the Seattle
Cleveland. No, what?
The Yankees get the winner of the Tampa Bay Cleveland series.
Yes,
and the Astros get the winner of the Seattle Toronto series.
Okay, and the Braves get the winner of
Philly St. Louis. Yes,
and the Dodgers get the winner of the Padres and the Mets.
That is affirmative.
Okay. I mean, so the only one that you're really kind of concerned about there is like the Dodgers, right? And it feels like, I mean, the Padres, there's nothing really you can do there. I don't think you wanted to have a matchup with the Padres, you know?
Why not?
Well, they're better than them.
They are better than them.
I don't know. Like, if you're the Dodgers, like, why do we have to play a team in our division?
Well, that's true.
Get the crap out of all year. Like,
that's
why do we have
story.
To, you know?
Yeah, neither of them are great. I mean, what is the problem with reseeding? Is there some financial thing, schedule thing? It seems like an easy fix.
Does seem like an easy... Okay, so what could be the downside to reseeding?
I guess the theory...
Go. What's the hypothesis?
The hypothesis would be if the Phillies won and beat the Cardinals, they should play the Dodgers. Is that... Because they're the sixth seed. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. As opposed to... And if the Mets beat the Padres, they should play...
The Braves.
The Braves. Because they're... Yeah. As opposed to the Mets playing the Dodgers as a fourth seed and the sixth seed if they get past the Cardinals, facing the two seed. The Braves do get the better end of
but
that.
But that's
deal,
how
yes.
all playoffs work, though, Jason. Okay. No, who reseeds? I guess
is the NHL reseed?
The NFL, I think, reseeds.
Okay. So do they? Yeah, I thought the NBA NFL started too. No,
I don't think so. No, that's not the way it works.
It's the smartest way to do it.
Yeah, I guess. Look, nothing changes in baseball unless it affects the Red Sox or the Yankees. That's what you have to understand. I truly believe one of the reasons they expanded the playoffs were they wanted both the Red Sox and the Yankees in as often as possible, because those are the two teams that people have shown that they'll watch, right? And now you get the Cardinals. People watch them. They're very popular. Dodgers, to a lesser extent. Astros have been really good. We all know the Astros cheated a couple years ago when they won the World Series, but they're not popular because they cheated and banged on garbage pails. That's not why they're not popular. They're not popular because they're just not popular. Like, nobody cares about the Houston Astros. It doesn't matter. So the teams that matter, Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, Cardinals, Cubs. I think those would probably be the top five. I'm forgetting somebody. Let me know. And like, the Braves are sitting there going, like, we just won the division and we're the World Series champions. Great. Nobody cares. I can't make people care about. I just tell you who cares and who doesn't care. It's the same college sports. So anyway, we're kind of fired up about that, I guess. Three game series better than the one game deal, isn't it?
Yeah, but
the
all
one game play-in deal, it's like, wait, you were in the playoffs, but you only didn't play a game? Like, you weren't really in it.
All three games are hosted by the higher seed. So the Mets will host all three games.
So you get all three at home.
That's correct.
That's a major win for you financially to get three more home games. And if you advance, then you get more home games after that. It's a big winner for you. Huh. And then there's the question of, does the time off, does it make you kind of stagnant and stale? Or are you taxing everybody else's bullpen? So by the time they come into play, if you're the Dodgers, you won 111 games and you get time off as you're trying to figure out your rotation and everything else. And the team that you're going to, even if it's the 101 win Mets, like, they will have to win two or three games, use their bullpen, use their ace and their second best pitcher. I still think you're in pole position if you're one of these teams with a bye. I think that's a pretty fair amount of treatment if you're a one or a two seed. Yeah, maybe you have to play a little bit better team than you thought you'd have to, but this is not crazy bad treatment.
The cool thing about any bye in any sport is that it gives TV producers of debate shows that lazy segment graphic, rest or rust.
Rest or rust, yes.
Go ahead, 10 minutes on rest or rust.
I always love when there's like a new young producer who comes in who thinks like he has reshaped the wheel. And he's like, guys, I got it. Okay. Rest or rust? What do you think? Does the Dodgers sitting, is that rest or rust? Huh? What do you think? And then the talent sitting there looking around the room, they're like, everybody's nodding their head. You're like, okay, whatever. Fine. I can form an argument here. But you're right. That is lazy segment television, much like lazy segment radio is. What's your favorite sports moment and why? We'll take some phone calls coming up next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans, and yet there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Let's welcome in Bucky Brooks, NFL analyst and host of Fox Sports Radio shows on weekends. He's the co-host of the awesome Move the Sticks podcast. You see him on the NFL Network. Bucky's a high school coach. He does a little bit of everything, and he joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Bucky, have you ever seen in the NFL the level of disorder in multiple games from what you've seen with the Denver Broncos?
I'll say that as a first-time head coach, there's a lot of stuff going on, and everybody thinks they know how to be a head coach until they're tasked with having to make the decision. Because as an assistant, you're the suggestion box. You got all the ideas, you got all this stuff, but when it's time to make a decision, it's hard. And when Nathaniel Hackett is finding out the challenge of trying to manage everything while also doing the hard job of calling the game, it's one of those things where you wonder why so many of us on the outside advocate for, oh, we want to hire this hot offensive coordinator and have him call plays and manage the entire team. It's a very difficult thing to do, to run the entire team and also call plays. It's tough to manage. And so without an experienced defensive coordinator, you have what I say, too much newness with the Broncos. That's why you see some of the chaos on game day. You have a lot of new guys in new responsibilities, and it's hard for them to figure out what exactly they should be doing.
My issue isn't that you can't get up to speed. My issue is, and you know this way better than anybody else, you can lose the locker room, right? If you're not ready for that job and the thing's a mess, even if you're like, no, guys, I got it this time. Like, professional dudes, you can lose them. Do you think he's Nathaniel Hackett to be able to get back that thing in the locker room? I guess respect in the locker room, seeing as he felt fairly unprepared for this job early on.
He can get it back, but the one thing that players want, they want to know that they can feel your expertise. So as a player, you can figure out how to deal with all the good stuff. But what you're looking for your coach to do is when you're in a jam, you're in a rut, you can't move the ball, you can't do stuff, you're having problems on defense, can he go over to the sideline, talk to the players and say, here's how we're going to solve the problem? He has to be able to be a great problem solver. And so until he's able to put some of those things on display, put some pelts on the wall in that regard, yeah, he's in danger of losing the team because right now he looks like a coach that's not prepared for the role that he's been thrust in.
For people who don't know, Bucky does the radio call for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know that Jalen Hurts had played really well. I didn't think he played particularly well this past weekend. They still won. They're still an excellent team. But as you watch him as a quarterback, what did you actually see on Sunday?
The best part of Jalen Hurts' game are the things that we don't see. His leadership ability, his confidence, his poise. His teammates feed off of that stuff. There is something about being around the guy whose team just always wins. He exudes that kind of feel and has that kind of presence. Now, it wasn't his best game, but what happens, Doug, is when you're defending a quarterback like Jalen Hurts, who is a runner, who has also been fairly effective as a passer, it changes the way that you have to play. You hear defensive coordinators talk about the game going from 11-on-10 to now to 11-on-11 football. And so the extra man that you used to put in the box to take away the running back, now you have to deploy him to deal with the quarterback. And so now it's an even game. And what you saw, so much of the focus was on defending Jalen Hurts as the runner that Miles Sanders had 134 yards on 27 carries. And so the Eagles' offense is a lesser version of the Baltimore Ravens' offense in terms of you have to deal with the quarterback as a runner, and it makes them so difficult to defend. So when you evaluate Jalen Hurts, you have to evaluate him on total yardage, running and passing, and impact in terms of how he impacts the rest of the team, being able to be successful on the ground because you have to worry so much about him getting loose as a runner.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, let's go to the Colts tonight as they take on the Denver Broncos we started with. How much does Matt Ryan have left in the tank?
You know, it's tough because he's an older quarterback, and Tom Brady has spoiled us to think that, hey, you can be over 40 and still have success. The older you become, the more help that you need from your supporting cast. And what I see right now from the Indianapolis Colts, the supporting cast isn't playing up to par. The offensive line, which is, I think, the most expensive offensive line in football, they're not knocking bodies off the ball. So they haven't been able to run the ball effectively like everyone anticipated they would with Jonathan Taylor. Then on the outside, Michael Pittman is a nice player, but he's not a premier number one receiver. And outside of that, they don't really have any major threats in the passing game. So for Matt Ryan, he needs all of those guys to function at a high level. So as an aging quarterback, maybe even a declining quarterback, he can be effective. Right now, he's not getting that support, which is why he doesn't look like he has any gas left in the tank.
I'm intrigued by your thoughts on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're probably the class of that division, and the defense looks pretty good, but the offense, some of it's injuries and some of it's just, it's been kind of messy. What do you think of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers now as we kind of get to the quarter pole?
You know, it has been great. Has been great on offense. I think Tom Brady's still trying to figure out his rhythm in this offense. I believe they're still trying to figure out how to call plays to fit the personnel that they have available. When you look at their wide receivers, they have all big bodies playing primarily. Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, Mike Evans. Well, that's a different set of skills that they're bringing to the table than what Tom Brady has played with for a long time in New England. The quick jitterbug type that can get open on the option routes under 10 yards. Now he's having bigger guys, and so they can't quite carry over some of the Patriots stuff that he was doing and that he likes to do. And so Byron Leftwich, Tom Brady, they got to get in the lab. I think you'll end up seeing them be more run heavy, more power offense oriented, because then that'll allow him to throw play action, push the ball down the field, which is what his receivers does, that what they do better than running those quick intermediate routes.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Bucky Brooks is, in fact, our guest. All right, Bucky, the Packers, kind of similar work in progress with the wide receivers, but I see it as they're trying to put themselves in position to be a run and defense dominated team for the playoffs, especially if they play at home in cold weather, and then they figure Aaron Rodgers can always kind of work towards bailout plays. Is that what you see?
I believe this is the best way that they should play. I believe they should have played this way for a long time. When you bring up the playoffs and you think about playing at home in Lambeau Field, it is great that Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks to play the game. It's great that they're able to throw the ball all over the yard. But in inclement conditions, there's something to be said for a punishing running game and a dominant defense. Now they appear to have both. They have a defense that is playing lights out. Rashawn Gary's been terrific. They've got a bunch of other homegrown players that are playing at a high level. And then the running game, they've been able to get that on track with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. And even though Aaron Rodgers isn't putting up great numbers in the passing game because he has a bunch of new guys, I believe playing ball control, maybe a little more defensive-centric, will give them an opportunity to make a longer run in the postseason. I think it's too hard to play in zero-degree weather and throw it all over the yard. The reason why the Vince Lombardi Packers back in day one is because they were physical, they ran the ball, they played great defense. I believe if they take a page out of Vince Lombardi's playbook, I think this will give them an opportunity to get to the Super Bowl, which they desperately want to reach.
Mm. OBJ, if you were advising him, where would you tell him to go?
You want to go where you can win. So even though it was lovely for you right now in L.A., L.A. looks so top-heavy right now. They just don't look good. And so you keep hearing the weekly chatter between OBJ and Von Miller and going to Buffalo and what it would look like if OBJ is opposite Stephon Diggs, playing with a great quarterback and Josh Allen on a team that is right there. Look, they've been on the verge of getting there, but they got to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs. You talk about OBJ joining the Buffalo Bills. In an arms race, that might be enough to put him over the top.
I think it's pretty close. Kansas City looked good last week, but they were also loaded up for that game. That was an important game to them, kind of emotionally. Beat the Bucs in Tampa, proved that Super Bowl was just a matter of not being healthy in the offensive line. Are they better without Tyreek Hill?
I think so in a different way. They're not better talent-wise, but they're better because the quarterback now has to play the way that he needs to play to be able to have the answers to defeat the defenses down the line. Meaning, it was so easy for him with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce that you almost can get lazy into thinking, I'm only going to target those guys in critical moments. Well, now he has to utilize the entire field. And what has made the Kansas City Chiefs offense more difficult to defend because they don't have established number one. Anybody can go off in this offense because Pat Mahomes now is willing to throw the ball to the open man. The other thing that's happening is Andy Reid is getting back in his bag in terms of the running game and the screen game. If you go back to the way his offense used to look, one with Alex Smith when he first got to Kansas City, but more importantly when he got to Philadelphia with Donovan McNabb, it was kind of a hodgepodge of contributors making plays. That is a very difficult offense to defend because when you're the defensive coordinator, you're like, who do we really want to stop? How do we direct our double teams? I believe addition by subtraction is kind of like what is taking place in Kansas City. You're getting a better version of Pat Mahomes because you're kind of taking away the crutch in Tyreek Hill.
I'm fascinated by the Cowboys and Cooper Rush. I think end of the day, Dak's better, right? I don't know if he's as much better as his salary would tell you, but it's Dak's team. It's going to be his team. How do you slow play this if you're the Cowboys and kind of play out the string with Cooper Rush?
Oh, I think it has little to do with Cooper Rush. I think what Cooper Rush did is he brought the Cowboys back to the recipe that works for them. Meaning, when you have the backup quarterback, naturally as the coach, you dial it back because now you want to protect them. You want the backup quarterback to play in a managerial role. sometimes when you have the high-priced quarterback, so much of what you do offensively, sometimes it's to justify Dak Prescott being a $40 million guy. Whatever he gets paid, he gets paid. But it's similar to Russell Wilson. The way that you need to play is independent of how he gets paid. So the Dallas Cowboys have a great defense with all those guys. They're always at their best when they're able to run the ball and lean on the offensive line. Whoever is the quarterback needs to manage the game and make a handful of plays. That is a successful formula. It's been a successful formula when they've won division titles within the last decade, and it continues to be the formula for the franchise. So I would suggest to Kellen Moore and to Mike McCarthy, when Dak Prescott comes back, the game plan doesn't change. It's about protecting the ball. It's about setting up the defense. It's about running and then making a handful of plays down the line. It's not about airing it out, because we saw last year how they did it when they had the number one offense in football. That recipe does not work for them in the postseason. They need to play like they're playing, because the defense is balling out of control, and the running game and the offense complements the way the defense is playing.
He's the one and only Bucky Brooks. He calls Jaguars games. He's on the Move the Sticks podcast. You hear him on weekends on Fox Sports Radio. He's on the NFL Network. He coaches high school football. He does it all. Bucky, thanks you so much for spending some time with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Doug.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. Definitely a first world problem I just had. We did first world problems last week. Did I share the first world problem?
Yeah, you could do first world problems this week too.
Every week, technically, right?
Okay. Real first world problems here. Okay. So I have a unit called a Comrex. Okay. A Comrex is a portable device where it's supposed to, and this technology has been around for years, but I was told by people much smarter than me that nowadays, if you have a dedicated internet Ethernet line, the Comrex is good as gold, right? You can plug it in wherever. And if you'd noticed, occasionally in the past couple of weeks, we've had an issue with our connectivity. So I brought the Comrex box in. I drive an electric car. I have a lot of miles in this car. I like it. And there's a charging station at a grocery store a block from here, right? The charging station is supposed to only allow you an hour. But when I've been there, for the most part, people go and they plug in because it doesn't get a lot of miles, and they'll leave it there for four hours or so. So in addition to the radio show, the podcast, and other stuff, we had a fire alarm before the show, which kind of threw everybody's equilibrium out, right? People had to go outside. We couldn't record. There's lots of stuff going on. Anyway, I had exactly 6 minutes to run a block, unplug my car, either relocate my car or unplug my car, park in our parking lot, get the Comrex unit out, and get here. I get to my car, and I can't get the connector out of my car. That's a first world problem, right? It's still, and for the type of car I have, it has a special connector that it's like an adapter to. You have the power cord, you have your car, and there's the connector. So right now, no one else, no other kind of car can use that connector because I couldn't get it off. So I'm sitting there trying not to curse, right? Trying to jimmy rig this thing and get it loose, couldn't get it loose. That's a definition of a first world problem. Not a real problem to anybody. It's like, what's the big deal? Well, I didn't want to miss the start of the hour of the radio show. And I'm trying to get the Comrex unit back to Fred. Poor Fred's been sitting here waiting. Where is my Comrex unit? I'm supposed to fix this thing because you screwed it up. And I would have gotten away with it if not for those meddling kids. I just wanted to do that voice because it's my fun end of Scooby-Doo voice. That's really what it is. Anyway, we're good? Cool. And I need a new front left tire. I need to go to TireRack.com. We're in the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection of fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You know what's interesting about TireRack.com and tires in general? We all buy them. We have some form of limited knowledge of them. But really, do you have any idea about any sort of difference in tires? You're like, I don't know. That's why that website's so awesome, because it has the ratings and the reviews. You're like, oh, okay, now I actually can pretend I know what I'm talking about. Because if a guy goes in and generally says, like, you need new tires, like, okay. How much is it? Okay. Anyway. We got some NBA chitter chatter to get to. You guys good with it? Okay, here's we got LeBron in Vegas, and we got Jordan Poole and Draymond Green. Let's do LeBron in Vegas next hour in the pod. How about that? Okay, this is a good one. So, Draymond Green and Jordan Poole apparently got into it yesterday during the Warriors practice. So much so that there was actually a statement put out by the team about likely disciplinary action towards Draymond Green. The story which has come out from Bleacher Report, there's been other stories that basically members of the Warriors were tired of Jordan Poole acting like a big shot because he's about to get paid. And that's why Draymond Green had the code red, if you will, to Jordan Poole to level him out. Hey, dude, you're still just Jordan Poole. The story from Bleacher Report goes something like this. Jordan Poole had this one joke in his bed. It was his jerk store line. You guys remember the jerk store line from Seinfeld? Yeah. The jerk store called and they're running out of you. And then he followed the guy to Cleveland, got all the way to Cleveland, dropped the jerk store line. And the guy came back at him with the ocean called, they're running out of shrimp, right?
What was the first one, though? Because he in the boardroom, he was told a joke, and then he had to wait and sit on it.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the ocean, he was eating shrimp in the boardroom, right?
And that, then
that,
that's what it was.
That joke was first.
That joke was first, and then he came up with the jerk store called, and they're running out of you.
I forget the retort at the end.
I don't know the retort at the end. Brian Finley can look that one up for us. Can make up for that awful pick of the Padres at 3 in the first round of his Who Will Win the World Series draft. So this feels like a code red, doesn't it? And when we say code red, it's not Stranger Things code red. It's code red from A Few Good Men. In the pantheon of great movies, that should be on anybody's list of 10 best movies they've ever seen. Right? You don't think so?
It's on yours?
It would absolutely be on mine.
No.
What's missing in A Few Good Men?
What's missing?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's a good movie. I don't think it's a top 10.
You got Jack Nicholson. You got Kevin Bacon. You have Tom Cruise. Hey, stop me if you heard this before. Tom Cruise plays a cocky naval lawyer. You have Demi Moore. Remember Demi Moore is in that
movie? Yeah.
You forgot.
Cast.
Like, unbelievable cast, unbelievable dialogue. You know, you have Guantanamo Bay. I eat breakfast 300 yards. 300 yards from a guy that wants to shoot my head off. Yes.
I agree with Jason. I don't think it's in the top 10, but what I do think it is one of those movies that if it's on, you will continue to watch it.
So missing in the top 10? This is like my thing with Deadpool should have won the Academy Award for Best Movie.
The first one?
Yeah, it was the best. It was the best movie. I saw all the movies.
Yeah.
I'm a member of the, what's it called, the union.
You are?
So I get all the movies sent to me. It wasn't close. Deadpool was the most entertaining movie I saw all year. Like, I was entertained. I will watch it again. I laugh my arse off, right? Like, why can't it be? So in this particular case, what is it that... It has the star power of a cast. It has unbelievable dialogue, tremendous acting, great plot. It has some cool scenes, right? There's a couple cool scenes in D.C. There's a couple cool courtroom scenes. There's Guantanamo Bay, right? You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. What is that movie lacking?
Well, I think you can find... my point would be is I think you can find 10 other movies that are better. I'm not saying it's not.
It's subjective. There's
right.
no question.
Yeah. But that's what I would say. I'm not disagreeing with you.
So give me a movie that's definitively better than A Few Good Men.
The Godfather. Both of them.
Both of them?
Yes. Both Godfathers are better than A Few Good Men. I mean, it's not even close.
Not close?
No.
Well, first, Godfather 1 and Godfather 2 kind of get lumped in the same movie, right?
They're a continuing story, so yes, they would
I understand, but you don't like in the top 10. I like The Godfather. The Godfather's good. Now, does The Godfather have, it does, I don't remember it having as impassioned a speech or the dialogue, really.
It's more about a story and the scenes of the time.
Yeah, I think you're wrong on this one, Doug. I'm sorry.
I like The Godfather. I would have The Godfather in any top 10.
I mean,
give me another movie.
I just mean that the quotes are in The Godfather. For people that love that movie,
we'll go to the mattresses, Sleep of the Fishes,
yeah,
Luca Brasi's the Fishes.
Offer you can't refuse.
It's and go to the mattresses.
It's business. It's not personal.
You're right. Like Godfather's an iconic movie. I have no problem with
it. But I'm with John on this.
Give me another one.
There's 10 better movies.
Okay, go.
Pulp Fiction. Like Boogie Nights is my favorite movie of all time.
I have a great Boogie Nights story for you.
Okay.
Oh, good.
No, yeah.
Pulp Fiction. No one's going to say Boogie Nights is a better movie other than you because you just love the movie.
No, no, no. Come on.
Somebody ranks Boogie Nights outside of you because it's your favorite movie. Right? This is like if you recuse yourself from your favorite movie.
Right. I agree with you there,
too. A Few Good Men is a better movie than Boogie Nights.
I agree with
you. Boogie Nights is fun, and it's interesting, and yeah, there's lots of stuff to it. Anyway, was this Code Red ordered by Steve Kerr? Right? Isn't that what we'll find from how the punishment comes down? Like, if Draymond Green is suspended for a preseason game and fined $10,000, then you're like, come on, dude, that's weak. That's Steve Kerr going like, hey, listen, I'll pay your fine. Just don't say nothing. I was told to stop ordering the Code Reds, and we ordered the Code Red. This is like the most normal thing ever from the Warriors. Draymond Green can be incredibly annoying. Like, look, Draymond Green talking about, did you hear that he's on the new LeBron podcast, what's that, barbershop, a new shop show?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, and he's like, man, I can get up for playing all these different teams. I can't get up for playing the Kings. They stink. Or the Thunder, they stink.
Smart.
And I was like, that's interesting. Why didn't you mention the Lakers? They stunk last year. But again, part of that is that's what it's actually called to be a professional. I understand. I see the Draymond's true value. I think he's an incredible, valuable basketball player. But let's be honest, we're coming off an NBA Finals where that dude at times was a liability on the floor. They needed him to play well to win a championship, but there were times when he was a liability on the floor. Like, that's not a guy that I think should be talking ish about the Sacramento Kings or the Oklahoma City Thunder. Especially when you're trying to get another contract to pay you at the max level. That's part of what makes a max contract guy. You're not just there to win championships. You're there for those other 81 nights when you don't want to be there. That's what makes a great player makes. That's actually the mentality that most people have a problem with the NBA now. Whether it was real or imagined, there was the thought of Jordan and that era of player. Whether they respected their opponents or they didn't, if they didn't try and respect them, they tried to destroy them. They tried to kill any part of their soul. But I digress. The Draymond Green trying to keep Jordan Poole in check, I think it's a healthy thing. I think it's a team code red. Hey, man, that dude's way too full of himself. He's talking about this Jordan Poole. He's talking about getting paid. Like, somebody's got to level him out. Draymond's like, I'll do it. That's a Draymond Green job. And just like I said, you have to have, I said this in the playoffs, if you want to win big, you got to have somebody that other guys, other teams are a little scared of. He may be a bit of an a-hole, but he's your a-hole. Track all the great NBA teams, they all have one. And sometimes they're needed to keep people in line, even their own locker room. I got no problem with it. You know, just nothing above the face, nothing below the waist. Just a good shot to the chops, and then we're good.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.